There's a good chance you're visiting a national cemetery today, where you'll see that heart-tugging image, rows and rows of little flags, saluting the grave of every fallen soldier. And now, thanks to a Massachusetts father who lost his son in Afghanistan, there are 56,000 more. You may remember Paul Monty. In 2006, his son Jared died while trying to save another soldier who'd been severely wounded. Jared was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. But when Paul visited his grave at the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Cape Cod on the Veterans Day after he died, Paul was shocked to see there were no flags. It was explained that the grave markers are flush with the ground. Flags would make it difficult to cut the grass. Well, Paul first had to convince cemetery officials to change the rules. Then he started Flags for Vets to raise the money to pay for them. It's only a dollar a flag, but remember, he needed 56,000. Flags for Vets came to fruition on Saturday when more than 1,000 volunteers gathered for their instructions before they fanned out across the cemetery's rolling landscape.
Is there any way where my dad is in Section 9 I could work?
Absolutely.
Section 9?
You can work Section 9. Absolutely.
There were so many volunteers, Boy Scouts, kids with their grandparents, Vietnam vets on Harleys. Most of them didn't even know the Montys. You can see pictures at hereandnow.org as we listen. Here's Eileen Claver from North Attleboro, Massachusetts. Her son Barry is serving in Afghanistan.
I'm out here to say thank you and pay tribute to those that are here, those that are now serving. Pray for their safe return.
John Eastman, Brewster, Mass.
Why are you here today?
To honor brothers and sisters who have died just a little bit before me. This is another way to do it.
Here and Now's Alex Ashlock was also there on Saturday when the flags were placed. Here's his conversation with the man behind the idea, Paul Monty.
It's fantastic to see people willing to honor those that sacrifice so much for our freedom. And that's what it's all about. It's not about Jared. It's about my coming down here and seeing all these veterans that weren't being honored with a flag on their grave. And including my son. But it was all these veterans, because all of them sacrificed. They were away from their homes, away from their families. Many of them were killed in action. And they deserve the respect and honor of having a flag on their grave.
Do you still keep in contact with the other guys who served with Jared?
Yes, I do, all the time. In fact, we will be having a reunion this August. We had one last year, and all the guys came, and their families, and we'll repeat the same thing this year with them, as well as the families of those that were killed on the mountain that day.
I think I have this right. Do you still drive Jared's truck?
Yes, I do.
There it is.
Yep.
Tell me about that truck.
What can I tell you? It's just, it's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day.
It's a Dodge 4x4 Ram 1500. It's got the decals, the 10th Mountain Division, 82nd Airborne Division, American flags, a bumper sticker for the Jared Monty Scholarship Fund.
My gold star plate on there. Go Army, you know, support the troops. And though it only gets pretty bad mileage, I'm happy driving it. He's with me, but he's with me all the time anyway.
He's been gone now almost, 5 years?
Be 5 years in June. Yeah. Yeah, 21st of June.
You've already put a flag on your son's grave. What were you thinking when you did that?
I was just thinking of him, you know, and how much I miss him and how proud I think he'd be that we're doing this for his fellow service members. I know he would have done something like this, but he would have done it in a very different way.
What do you mean?
Well, Jared never liked any kind of notoriety at all. All his medals went in a sock drawer. No one ever saw them. He never wanted to stand out. So He wouldn't have done this in a big venue. He would have found a warehouse somewhere with an unlocked door and appropriated or borrowed some flags, come down here in the middle of the night, put them all in, and someone would have come the next day and say, wow, someone decorated the cemetery. That was the way he was. He never would have admitted that it was him that did it, because he did that his whole life. He just... We had a family in Rainham, a single mom with three kids, and he got to know her, and she wasn't going to have a Christmas. So he came home. He was 17 years old. He came home, and I had a bunch of spruce trees in the front yard. They were, 6 feet tall, and he asked me if he could cut one down, and I says, what for? He says, well, the guys, we want to have our own little Christmas. I said, okay, go ahead. Well, it wasn't until after he died that I found out what he did. He cut the tree down. They bought a stand. They bought all the decorations for the tree. They bought presents for the kids and the mom. They brought it over her house, set the tree up, put the lights on it, decorated it, bought them Christmas dinner, and left presents. Never told a soul. It was his friends that told me after he had passed that he had done this. And
he was 17.
He was 17. Yeah. Yep. That's the way he lived his life. Always. It was always the underdog that he stood up for. And just everything was done quietly, though. It was, another is he was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And he and two other buddies got a place together. And they went out and they furnished it. And one day the two guys came home and the kitchen set was missing. And Jared went home and they started, Jared, look, the kitchen set's gone. Where is it? Jared said, well, I was over at one of my soldiers' houses today and his kids were eating on the floor. So I figured they needed the kitchen set more than we did. So the $700 kitchen set disappeared. That's what he did. He was like Robin Hood. One day down there also, the sofa and love seat disappeared from the enlisted officer's place. They didn't know where it went. That was him again. It disappeared and went to someone that needed it. So, and again, he did this wherever he went. When he was in Korea or in Kosovo and Afghanistan, it was whatever someone needed, they got it one way or another. And if it meant, doing something on the sly, what the heck? It's a matter of doing the right thing and who needs what. So,
how close did you get to raising enough money to put a flag on every grave?
Yeah, we're about a third of the way there with funds. We've supplemented it from our own scholarship fund, because this had to be done no matter what. If I had to take my own personal funds, I would have done it. Yep. This has to be done. This is something that has to be done. This is wrong and it needs to be corrected.
Paul Monty spoke with Here and Now's Alex Ashlock at the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Cape Cod. Our intern Anna Miller was there as well. To see your photographs, go to hereandnow.org. And as I always note on this day, if you happen to be at the Long Island National Cemetery, stop by Section V, grave number 239B, and please say hello to Floyd Jones Youngs, Jr., U.S. Marines. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Youngs. Please join us to see what the week brings. Here and Now.